Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today we're talking about festivals. It's August right now. August has just arrived, and there's still a little bit of the summer left. And if you're still looking for something to do overseas in the United Kingdom, Scotland, to be exact, we're talking about going to some festival there in Edinburgh, which is a town or city in Scotland.
Yeah, it's pretty famous, though, because I think the princes in England went to school over there. Is that correct?
I'm not 100% sure. I'm from the U.S. I don't keep track of things in the U.K.
You don't look for the Prince William and Prince Harry?
It's not my cup of tea, you know. But in any case, Edinburgh, it actually is the capital city of Scotland. And I should actually be a little bit more abreast of things going on in Scotland because I have ancestry from there. But I don't know, I didn't grow up there and stuff, so I'm not terribly interested in it, but I am now because there's this wonderful festival taking place in Edinburgh this summer called the Edinburgh Festival.
I love Scottish culture because they're the culture that have the men who wear skirts called kilts, so you can see men's pretty legs. They also have very famous music that's made on an instrument called the bagpipes, which is very difficult to play. So we're going to talk a little bit more about the culture in Scotland by visiting this festival in Edinburgh. Let's get busy. We're going to read through our lesson first.
The Edinburgh Festival takes place in Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh, every August. It combines over 20 different festivals and celebrates a wide range of art forms, from theatrical performances and music to modern art. The main event is preceded by the Edinburgh Film Festival, held in June, and the Edinburgh Jazz Festival in July. With all these great shows in store, there's no better place for art and entertainment throughout the summer. At the end of World War II, many people in areas affected by the conflict needed cheering up. Edinburgh decided to do this by staging the Edinburgh International Festival in 1947. This was intended to establish the city as a tourist attraction and bring in much-needed revenue. Over the years, more art groups joined the party, either working with the original festival or setting up independently. It was these uninvited guests that helped make the festival into the event it is today. 8 theater groups realized that the city would be full of people during the first international festival. They showed up and put on performances of their own, taking advantage of the crowds. The following year, a journalist noted that interesting things were going on around the fringes of the festival. This is how the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the world's largest arts festival, got its name. The Fringe includes performances of all types, such as stand-up comedy, modern dance, musicals, and dramatic plays and performances. Many of the shows are free and are advertised by throngs of colorful street performers who ply their trade along Prince's Street and the Royal Mile. Some are just making money, while others are luring passers-by to their shows.
Okay, everybody, let's get started. Let's talk about the festive summer in Edinburgh. When I was growing up and I didn't know how to pronounce this city's name, I would say Edinburgh. Because we have a city in the United States called Pittsburgh, and it ends with the same letters, B-U-R-G-H. So Americans just think, oh, that must be how you pronounce it. But they actually say it differently in Scotland. They say Edinburgh, which is very different. So if you want to sound cool, you got to say it the right way.
You do, although if you don't know and you say Edinburgh, it's probably not such a big deal. Because in the United States, as you said, we've got Pittsburgh. There's also Harrisburg and Gettysburg, various other burgs there. So don't worry about that too much. But yes, if you're in Scotland, it's best to say Edinburgh, and that's in Scotland, of course, and the Edinburgh Festival takes place in Scotland's capital city, Edinburgh, every August. So that's right now, August, so this is where this is happening here. It's taking place. The phrase to take place just means to happen, especially if you're talking about some kind of event.
That's right. We could say Christmas takes place every year on December 25th. So it happens, or you can go see this particular festival in Scotland's capital city every August. So it's August, guys. If you don't have a plane ticket, you better get one quick. What can you see at this festival? Well, it combines over 20 different festivals. There's a lot going on. It also celebrates a wide range of art forms. If you celebrate art forms, it just means you really display them. You get excited about them. You want to show them off, you could say. And here we're talking about a range of something. I could say I like a wide range of foods. I like Mexican food, Chinese food, Thai food, different types of foods. Here we're talking about art forms, so we might have visual art, performing art like dancing and singing. Visual art would be painting, sculpture, things like that.
Indeed, and the word range here is being used as a noun, a wide range of art forms. And when you talk about a range of things, you can also use this pattern from something to something else. You could also use the word range as a verb. For example, these things range from something to something else. But let's talk about this range of art forms they have there. From theatrical performances and music to modern art. Theatrical means anything having to do with the theater. That would be plays, mostly.
Mm-hmm. People who dress up, who are pretending to be other people, would also be a theatrical performance. The main event is preceded by the Edinburgh Film Festival. So before the big festival even begins, what comes before that or precedes it is the film festival, where people get together to watch new films that have just been made, and that's kind of cool. That's held in June, 2 months earlier. And then the Edinburgh Jazz Festival then follows the film festival, and that happens in July.
And precede there, of course, is being used in the passive voice to be preceded by something. So we've got the film festival happening first, and then the jazz festival happening in July. So these things kind of served as a warm-up to the actual Edinburgh Festival, which is taking place in August. So in any case, let's go on to the next sentence here. It says, with all these great shows in store, there's no better place for art and entertainment throughout the summer. Now, in store here is not talking about in a store, a place where you buy things like a pharmacy or, you know, a drugstore or a grocery store or something like that. If something is in store, that means it's there for you to enjoy. I guess it's kind of waiting for you there as if it's being preserved.
Yeah, it's like a package that hasn't been unwrapped yet. It's just kind of waiting for you. You're anticipating it. You hope to be able to participate in something in the future. So all of these great shows are in store. They're waiting for you to get there so you can have a good time. So there's no better place for art and entertainment throughout the summer. Entertainment is just the noun form of the verb to entertain. If someone entertains you, they amuse you, they make you laugh, you enjoy something that you're watching. There are lots of forms of entertainment. There's sports games that we can go to. There are plays we can watch. There are concerts we can go to. There are dances that we can go to and dance ourselves. There are lots of different ways to be entertained. That's called entertainment.
That's the noun form there. We all like to be entertained, or we like entertainment, so there's no better place in the world for art and entertainment throughout the summer. It's the place to be. Now, at the end of World War II, many people in areas affected by the conflict needed cheering up. Remember, in World War II, from, what, was it 1938 or 39 until 1945, the Germans were pretty nasty there. They were bombing the heck out of England there, so I suppose there were a lot of English people. I don't know if they went as far as Scotland. I'm not sure if they bombed Scotland or Wales, but in any case, in the UK, there were lots of people who were depressed with all those bombs blowing up and people getting killed and stuff like that, so here, we think that those people needed cheering up, and to cheer up means to make somebody who is sad feel happy. Hey, cheer up. Get happy. Things aren't so bad. You can move on. Hey, you lost the girl. That's happened to everybody. Move on. There are still lots of fish in the sea. Cheer up.
So they wanted to kind of make people happy again after having suffered through a long war. So Edinburgh decided to do this by staging the Edinburgh International Festival back in 1947, so it was shortly after the war ended. When you stage something, you organize it, you put it together, you do a lot of a planning with people. So they kind of got these great people together and said, let's throw a festival, let's throw a party, and that's what they did in 1947.
And this was intended to establish the city as a tourist attraction and bring in much-needed revenue. This is a very common tactic that people use. Hey, let's turn this town into a tourist town. Uh-huh. We can attract tourists. They've done that in various places here in Taiwan. People thought, hey, let's have this little riverside arcade and have all these stores for people to come to in Danshui. And sure enough, it is a tourist attraction. So here we have the verb phrase, to be intended to. You could also intend to do something. This is passive here. This was intended to establish the city as a tourist attraction. We could say, they intended to establish the city as a tourist attraction. In other words, that's what they wanted to do.
Or I could say, their purpose was to establish the city as a tourist attraction. Their goal was to establish the city as a tourist attraction, a place where people would be excited to go and be entertained, spend their leisure time, their free time. They also wanted to bring in much-needed revenue. If something's much-needed, it's needed a lot. So you can use that phrase instead of just saying, they needed a lot of revenue. Revenue is money, but it has to be money that's made through doing business with someone else. You can't just call your salary your revenue.
No.
Revenue is money that you make through a business venture or business transaction. So they wanted to bring in revenue into the city. They wanted more people spending their money right there in Edinburgh.
Exactly. So they could have the money and people could improve their lives. And hey, that's a pretty good idea. There's nothing wrong with that. I'd like to go check out Edinburgh myself someday.
Yeah.
And spend my hard-earned tourist dollars there as well. Put those in the pockets of some bagpipe player or something like that. Well, in any case, let's finish our discussion here for the first half of our program right now. Take a break and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Vivian。今天为大家介绍的是爱丁堡艺术节。这是每年八月在英国苏格兰首都爱丁堡举办的盛事，非常热闹精彩，有机会一定要去体验一下哦。我们一起来看单元的内容吧。首先我们看到第一段第三句的 precede 这个字，P-R-E-C-E-D-E, 就是发生在什么事物前的意思。它的名词是 predecessor, P-R-E-D-E-C-E-S-S-O-R。这个字在新闻英语很常见，意思就是前任或者是前辈的意思。它也可以用来指被新一代事物取代的事物，好比前总统陈水扁，就是马英九总统的 predecessor。它的反义字是 successor,S-U-C-C-E-S-S-O-R 指的就是继任的人选或者是随后而来的事物，动词形态是 succeed, S-U-C-C-E-E-D。 这个字还有一个最常见的意思，就是成功。我们接着往下看，随着二次世界大战结束，很多地方都需要振奋，于是爱丁堡就决定在1947年举办爱丁堡国际艺术节，让这个城市变成观光景点，带来收益。第二段第二句， Edinburgh decided to do this by staging the Edinburgh International Festival in 1947. Stage 这个字当名词使用，就是舞台的意思，在这边是做动词使用，可以想象把舞台架设好的样子，也就是筹划、举办、上演的意思。例如我们要说巴西将于2016年举办奥运，就可以说Brazil will stage the Olympic Games in 2016. 我们再看到第二段第三句最后一个字 ,revenue, R-E-V-E-N-U-E, 意思是营业的收益或者是收入，也可以指国家的税收。要表达收入，我们最熟悉的字大概就是 income, I-N-C-O-M-E, 不过它大多是指个人工作或者是投资的定期收益。而要表达利润的话，最常用的字是 profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, 后面常见 S 以复数形来表达。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
A Okay, let's resume our discussion of the Edinburgh Festival, which takes place in Scotland's capital city in the month of August. And we talked about a little bit of the history of the Edinburgh Festival, how it came to be. And, hey, it's taken off from there, and it's been quite successful. Lots of people go there every year. Now, over the years, more arts groups joined the party, either working with the original festival or setting up independently. So they had the original festival set up by the people of Edinburgh, but also we've got some other people kind of joining the party, not officially. Okay, now if some celebration is going on in some town, I guess there's no reason to stop anybody else from having their own party there as well to try to attract attention as well. And if the good people of Edinburgh are cool about it, they'll say, hey, the more the merrier, welcome, let's make this one big party like a carnival in Rio or something like that.
Right.
To set up here just means to establish something, to get it ready, to make it available to people. So they started to set up their performances or, as you said, a stand, maybe selling snacks or whatever.
Yeah.
So we've got all sorts of extra people working along there. The festival is expanding, and it was these uninvited guests that helped make the festival into the event it is today. So they were uninvited guests. That term is usually in the negative. People come over to your house and they kind of stay there and they sit there and they keep talking for hours and hours, but you never really invited them over, but it's too rude to tell them to get the heck out of there. So we call those people uninvited guests.
Or if you have bugs in your apartment, those are also uninvited guests. So we've got 8 theater groups. They realized that the city would be full of people during this first international festival. So these theater groups, they showed up and they put on performances of their own. They may have staged their plays outside in a field or built a temporary stage where they could perform in front of these people. That was a great idea. So if you put on a performance, again, it's very similar to set up. You're just organizing something. You're putting things together. You could also say they showed up and staged performances of their own, which is a verb we used earlier in the article. So they got everything ready. They put their props on the stage and their sets on the stage, and they started performing.
Put on also has another meaning, actually a couple more. If you put on your clothes in the morning, you're getting dressed. Also, it means someone's kind of lying to you or not telling the truth. Oh, don't put me on. Don't lie to me. That's not true. But here it means they're actually staging these things, as you said, making them available for people to experience. And they're taking advantage of the crowds. Of course, there are lots of people there. Why not? Let's take advantage of this. If you take advantage of something, that means you use it yourself because it's available. This can be good and this can be bad. Some guys, for example, in college take advantage of young girls, for example, and do things they're not supposed to do with them. It can be good, too, here, as in this case, to take advantage of the crowds. Hey, there are people here. Why not? Let's put on a show for them.
So, like Tom said, it can be a negative use of a term. You know, if you take advantage of someone, you might hire them and not pay them enough money for doing the work that you're asking them to do. That's taking advantage of somebody. Or you might be taking advantage of the nice weather today and going outside for a picnic.
Sure.
So it can be a benefit. It can also be something where you use it to hurt someone. So you can use it both negatively and positively.
Now, the following year, a journalist noted that interesting things were going around, they were going on around the fringes of the festival. So the fringes, of course, are the edges of something, the part that is away from the central parts. I guess if you're in Taipei here, we could say that Shulin or maybe Danshui or Seijer, they are at the fringes. They're at the fringes of the Taipei metropolitan area, like the edges.
Yeah, the edges of it. So there were things that were really cool going on around the edges of the festival, the fringes. So this is how the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the world's largest arts festival, got its name. Kind of a cool name. I wondered how it got this name because I thought, what a weird name. Fringe, by the way, can also be a noun that means little strings, separate strings that are at the bottom of a piece of clothing that kind of swing in the air as you walk along. Guys don't have fringe. But if you have like a cowboy jacket on, there might be leather fringe on the sleeves. It's decoration.
I remember young women wearing dresses like that when I first came to Taiwan several years ago. They had the fringe at the edges of the sleeves and stuff like that. You don't see those things anymore. I guess they're all modern now. But in any case here, this is at the fringes of the festival, and a journalist noted, hey, there's lots of fun stuff going on right here at the edges of the festival. So a journalist, of course, would report that. And this is how the Edinburgh Festival Fringe, the world's largest arts festival, got its name. So then that became another festival that's going on at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you've got stand-up comedy. Stand-up comedy are these comedians who get on stages and they tell jokes to the audience, and the audience laughs, hopefully. Those are stand-up comedians. Stand-up comedy is just the whole industry of comedy that does this. Modern dance, people who dance together in groups. Usually modern dance is a little interesting. Sometimes they have funny-shaped bodies. They use bare feet to dance. Musicals, where you hear a play that also has music in it.
Is that like an opera? It's the same thing as an opera?
No, a musical has spoken lines, right? Opera is all sung, so it's a little different. Many of the shows are free, which is the best part. You don't have to spend a lot of money. And they're also advertised by throngs of colorful street performers that you see there. If you advertise something, you tell people about your business, and you get them interested in your product or your service so that they'll want to come and buy your product or use your services.
And throng here just means a large crowd of people. We also use this as in the plural, although we are referring to different kinds of groups here. Crowds, throngs, basically means the same thing. Or we use the preposition of here, throngs of colorful street performers. I could say there are throngs of people at Taipei 101 on New Year's Eve to go watch the fireworks. Throngs of people there. Crowds of people, same thing. And so we've got throngs of colorful street performers like clowns and mimes and stuff. They ply their trade. If you ply your trade, that means you do what you're trained to do and let people see it.
So what's a street performer? Oh, it could be someone playing the guitar and singing. It could be someone who's a mime who doesn't say anything but uses his hands to act. There are lots of different street performers.
Like jugglers.
Could be a violinist out there.
Magicians.
Or a saxophone player. Lots of different types of street performers, and it's kind of fun.
Absolutely. So, again, those street performers are plying their trade along Prince's Street and the Royal Mile. Again, I haven't been to Edinburgh before, but I assume these are pretty popular streets, pretty famous streets and avenues in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland.
Now, some are just out there trying to make a living. They're making money. While others, the street performers, that is, their job, their purpose is to lure passers-by into their shows. If you lure someone in, you attract them, you tempt them with something that you have so that they want something that you're selling, or maybe they want something that you're offering to lure. Actually, the noun lure is a little fish or something that looks like a fish that we use to go fishing to attract fish. That's a lure. But here we're just attracting these passers-by into shows. A passers-by or a passer-by, which is a singular form, just someone who is passing along the street, kind of looking and seeing what's going on. They're not participating yet. They're just watching.
This is a really weird word in the singular and plural. The singular is passerby, but the plural is not passerbys. No, that's totally wrong. The plural is passersby. One passerby, two passersby. That's because by is a preposition, and it's kind of weird to have an S after it, so they put the S after the passer, which is the actual noun of the verb, of the word.
That's right. A lot of people get that wrong, so be careful. This is the plural form that you're looking at. Well, we're not done talking about Edinburgh. We have another day, but right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好的，我们接着来看爱丁堡国际艺术节，涵盖来自各国的歌剧、音乐、戏剧和舞蹈表演。不过创办的时候，有一些剧团被拒于门外，他们就自己在路边表演了起来，成为爱丁堡艺穗节的滥觞。由于不是活动的主体，而是发生在活动的边缘，因此就用 fringe 这个字 F-R-I-N-G-E 也就是边缘的意思作为这个艺术节的名称。它的英文名称是 Edinburgh Festival Fringe。好，第三段第三句，我们看到 journalist 这个字 ，journalist 就是指记者，通常是指为报章、杂志或者是广播电视撰写新闻稿的记者。而最常见的 reporter 这个工作 ，reporter， 除了撰写新闻稿之外，通常会上第一线亲自来报道。另外还有一种职称叫做 correspondent。correspondent 指的是通讯记者、特派员，好比像 CNN 啊、BBC 这类国际新闻台，在世界各地都会有派驻的记者。最常见的就是在中东或东欧国家的战地记者，就叫做 war correspondent。 我们接着看到第四段第一行的 stand up comedy， 意思是单人脱口秀、单人相声，通常是一个人在舞台上单纯用言语的笑话来表演，在台湾比较少见，不过在欧美国家非常的盛行。例如像 Chris Rock 就是以 Stand Up Comedy 起家的，还有在亚当·山德勒的电影《命运好好笑》里面，塞斯·罗根的角色就是在这个领域来努力。爱丁堡艺术节的表演形态包罗万象，从小型的音乐剧、话剧到 DJ 的舞曲现场表演都有，主办单位会包下城里许多餐馆的表演空间，或者是饭店的小型会议厅等等，搭建小型的舞台，安排让正式登记的艺人或者是团体在里面演出。在爱丁堡旧城的皇家里大道到新城的王子街上，满满的人潮中，随便碰到哪个人都有可能是表演的艺人。沿路有好几个临时搭建的舞台，大概不到10公尺的大小，从早到晚让这些艺人团体来排班，在上面做预告的演出。他们也会沿路发 hot card 明信片给路人，上面有表演场地和时间等等的资讯，你可以到处走走看看度过一天，也可以向主办单位或到表演场地来购票看他们的正式表演。有些比较另类的团体会奇装异服，用各种姿势静止在路边，也算是为自己的表演宣传的一种的方式。除了最常见的雕像演出之外，还有许多街头艺人在路边表演魔术啊、特技或者是各种乐器的弹唱，有时候还会顺便贩售自己表演的 DVD 或者是 CD 等等，围观的群众可以随意给他们任何金额的钱，或者是购买他们的作品。如果要全部都看完，一个月的时间搞不好还不够呢。
That's all the time we have for today, everybody. I'm so disappointed we don't have more time to talk to you. But what the heck, we'll have more time next time, so please join us then. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye. Bye.